Today I turn 25 years old. I have been living in this current existence for exactly 25 years, and I am feeling so grateful. I am just so honored to know that I am healthy, I am alive, I am abundant in so many ways. My family is alive and healthy and beautiful, and you know, these are things that I just can't take for granted. You know, in these days, I feel like our mental health has been really put to the test for so many of us. Our mental health has been put to the test like never before. We are literally in a time in our lives where there's no other option but to stay home and to be in our thoughts and to face a lot of our, you know, hidden emotions, you know, and just there's a lot of emotions going on. There's a lot. It's like a roller coaster of feelings that we're all going through. Some days we may feel, you know, ready and inspired to conquer the day, and we might feel inspired to, you know, get creative and get things done and, you know, just plan for the future and all of these beautiful things. And then other days we may feel like just sleeping in. We may feel like we don't want to do an hour workout. We just want to do 10, or we just feel like uninspired to do what's on our task list, you know. But all of that is valid. All of that is beautiful. All of that, you know, just honor how you feel is what I feel like saying. Just, I feel like in these times, we need to just honor how we feel and listen to our heart, listen to our intuition, and just take it really easy and just understand that, you know, we're all going through this. We're all in the same kind of energy, you know, we're all kind of dealing with a lot of very similar energies, and we're all in this together is what I want to say. And I feel like bringing that up because, you know, the title of this podcast is You Are Not Alone. And I want to let you all know, as well as myself, that we are so not alone. Don't you know that you have a whole team behind you? This team that we can physically see consists of our family, our friends, our loved ones, our partners, our relationships, our all of these things, right? But there's also a team behind us that we physically cannot see, but I promise you that it's there. You have your ancestors who have passed on but are still watching over you. There's, you know, loved ancestors from the highest good that watch over you, that, you know, sincerely are there. They're there, and they're just one thought away. If you call them in, they will be there. And that's a promise. And also, you know, you have, I know that everyone has different beliefs, so I don't want to trigger anyone or make anyone feel uncomfortable, but I personally believe we have guardian angels. We all have a guardian angel that is with us all the time, since your day of birth, literally with you, even before, like, has been perfectly picked to be there for you every step of the way. And the beautiful thing is that you have the power to connect with your spiritual team. You know, you have your spirit guides. There's beautiful spirit guides that are uniquely picked out to be your helpers, you know, your supporters, the people that you can, you know, you can call out to, and they will be there. There's ascended masters, there's Jesus, there's Buddha, there's all these different, you know, beautiful beings that you can reach out to. And, you know, the options are yours. You know, the options are literally all yours. The options are whatever you feel in your heart is what I feel like. If you feel in your heart to, you know, connect with God, please do that. Connect with the beautiful energy of the universe. Same thing. Connect. It's all the same. So I feel like reminding you, as well as myself, that you are so not alone, my love. You're really not. And I know that in these times, there's so many, situations where we may feel alone. We may feel so alone. We may feel so lost. We may feel so lost. We don't know where our life is going. We don't know how things are going to turn out. We don't know if we're going to keep our jobs, or we're going to stay in our jobs, or if we're going to, get laid off. Like, all of these different things, there's so much confusion, and there's so much, sadness, and there's so much, either frustration, and all of these emotions, and they're all valid. They're all beautiful. Don't judge yourself for these feelings. Don't judge yourself if you're kind of feeling like in the victim mode. Don't judge yourself for it, my love. Like, feel that, because it's valid, because it's what you feel. No one can tell you, like, give you the thumbs up or the thumbs down of, like, it being a valid feeling or not. It's what you feel, and that's valid, and that's okay. Like, feel that, okay? But I want to encourage you to not stay there, like, to not stay in that victim mentality. Don't stay there. Don't think, like, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Please remember to think, why is this happening for me? This is happening for me, for my highest good. Why is this happening for me? And, like, see the good in this situation, because there is so much light, but, like, that is going to come from this darkness. And I promise you that the inspiration that came behind this You Are Not Alone podcast was from a time of deep darkness in my personal life. It was about 3 or 2 nights ago. I was laying in bed. It was like 4 in the morning. I could not sleep. I was just feeling so, like, a deep sadness, a deep feeling of loneliness, a deep feeling of, like, just the feeling of, I am so alone. Like, I am so alone. Like, that's what I feel. And so I notice, okay, so like I said earlier, call out to your ancestors, because they listen to you. Every time I feel alone, like deep sadness of alone, I've noticed that that's when I feel like a deep connection for my ancestors, to remind me that I'm so not alone and that they're with me. So yeah, like when I felt that a few nights ago, I called out to my Mama Lola, which is my grandmother. She was like an angel walking on earth when she was here. Truly, she was someone that people, that even if they weren't family, they really looked up to her and had so much respect for her and wanted to receive her bendición, which is like, her kind of giving you a blessing. So this woman was very powerful, very beautiful, very spiritually connected, very, very wise, full of wisdom. And so I know that she is on my, my back, my spiritual team. And it's just an honor to have her, by my side. It truly is. And also I was also calling in my great grandmother Rose, which is Mama Lola's mother. So she was also someone who was extremely very wise, a wise woman, very strong, very, very spiritually awakened, and lots of spiritual abilities and all these beautiful things. And so
I feel this need to bring up our ancestors, our beautiful ancestors who have walked through so much in life, who have seen wars, who have seen and experienced, whether it be the Trail of Tears or the Great Depression, or, many very intense things where they lived very different than us. They didn't have the technology that we had. They didn't have the houses that we had. They had very different lifestyles, whether they lived in teepees or outdoors in the wilderness, very different lifestyles. So they have been through so much. And I think that their strength is within us because they are a part of us. And to not connect with your ancestors is to like not connect with a part of you, because they are a part of us. They are in our blood. So I definitely want to, you know, I feel this strong urge to bring up the power of connection with ancestors. And you know, to also once again remind us that we're not alone. We have a team behind us. And so, yeah, I mean, just think about it, how much our ancestors have been through and the wisdom that they have and that they carry and hold. They carry so much wisdom from all the lifetimes that they have experienced, and with much love and honor, they would love to share that strength with you and help you and give you the strength that you need in these times. And I also want to make it very clear that it's important to call out to your ancestors from the highest good, because unfortunately there are some ancestors that sometimes they just, you know, you just, you know, it's just not best to call out to them. And that's okay. That's okay. That's fine. We're all different. We all have had different experiences. And so you know which ones to call out to and you know which ones to kind of stay away from. But yeah, I just wanted to make that clear. Getting back to what I was saying earlier about having feelings of loneliness and calling out to my Mama Lola and my Grandma Rose, I then, shortly after calling them in and crying out to them and telling them exactly how I feel, and like, I feel this, and I also feel this, and I feel this, I was quickly inspired to think about all the things that I'm grateful for. And I'm telling you, this feeling of inspiration to think about the things that I'm grateful for, I feel like it was something outside of me. Like, it was definitely from them. I felt them tell me, like, please think about the things that you are grateful for. And so that really shifted my energy, like, instantly. I started thinking, like, well, I'm alive, first off. I'm healthy. I'm not sick. My parents are alive and healthy. They are not sick. My sisters are alive and healthy. Oh my gosh, like, these overwhelming feelings of gratitude just started flowing through me. And like I said, my energy just shifted. Like, I just started feeling like all this gratitude. And I was like, wait a second, like, oh my God, I'm still getting paid even though I'm not working. Wow, that's a huge blessing. I'm so blessed. Filled with gratitude. Wow, I have food in my fridge. Holy cow, that's such a blessing. Like, all of these things, like, wow, my birthday's coming and I'm alive and I'm you know, having another year of existence here on earth. Whoa, that's awesome. Like, the list kept going and going, and I'm like, wow, I'm so blessed. Like, let me tell you, the power of gratitude is so important. And that's another huge nugget to this podcast. Something very important is that gratitude is everything. Gratitude will literally, but I'm talking about sincere gratitude, deeply feeling these feelings of gratitude, will change your mood and will bring you to a higher vibration, no doubt. I promise you. especially in these times, man, where, you know, people don't even have food on the table. And, you know, the homeless people, how terrifying is it that, you know, they're consistently out in the air, in the streets, they can catch this virus. I mean, thank God that the government's in many places, they're, you know, trying to figure out ways to even keep the homeless away from the coronavirus. You know, we're all coming together and thinking of ways to keep one another safe. And, you know, and it does involve closing down businesses, and it does involve all these things in order for us to stay healthy and stay safe. So, yeah, I mean, what a blessing it is that we, you know, if you're hearing this, you're alive. What a blessing. Like, seriously, in these times, it's like we can't take the simple things for granted. We can't do that anymore. Like, we truly just need to take time out of our days to really feel what we are grateful for, and to own that, and to feel that, and to embrace that. So I want to encourage you also, please take some time out of your day to feel and ask yourself, what am I grateful for today? Like, I literally can be in tears right now just thinking about all these things that we have that, you know, we're just so blessed. Truly, truly, we're just so blessed. And just count your blessings, babe. Like, really, truly, count your blessings. Another download that I would love to contribute to this podcast is that I feel like we all are learning that every little thing actually really does matter. You know, I feel like oftentimes we think, what's the point of doing this if it really doesn't make an impact? When the answer is, yeah, it actually does make a big difference. What you do makes a huge difference. For example, people often think, what's the point of me bringing my reusable bag if, you know, this is not going to make a difference? When the answer is, yes, it will. Or what's the point of me, you know, taking care of my body today if it's not even going to make a difference? Who cares? I'm going to die later on anyways. No, babe, trust me, what you do to your body, it does make a big difference and impact to the world. What you put inside your body, speaking of what you put inside your body, from the studies, from, you know, the information that we are receiving currently, according to some studies, the coronavirus started because people were eating animals, specific animals. I believe it was a bat. So, you know, we think often, like, you know, and there's been different viruses in the past from different types of animals. So it's not just bats. It could be any animal. Okay. So don't think like, oh, well, I don't eat a bat, so what I eat doesn't make a difference because I'm not eating bats. But you should also just pay close attention to the food that you're putting inside your body. Just be careful. Just it does make a difference. The food that you choose to put inside your body impacts everyone around you and the whole entire world. So I'm really happy to know that people, because of this, you know, because of this, you know, really life-changing situation, you know, the quarantine times, I think that a lot of people are analyzing their health and realizing that, holy cow, like, what you eat does make an impact, literally because of the choice of some one person, few people eating this specific animal and putting them in their bodies. It literally impacted the whole entire world. Think about it. Yes, what you do does matter. It impacts everyone around you. So make wise decisions. Choose love always, please. Always do the decision that makes a good impact in the world, that makes a positive impact in the world, that helps the future generations to come. And in every choice that you face, just think about the future generations, because really it impacts tomorrow. It really impacts tomorrow. It impacts today. It impacts your neighbors. It impacts you. I know that the energy has been so strong these past days. It's been difficult getting myself to sleep because I get really inspired at nighttime. Before this podcast, I was finishing up my painting that I have been working on. It is actually a really powerful painting, and I have so much respect for all the artists out there. It's not easy to paint. Like, I was thinking about my dad. So for those who don't know, my father is a professional painter. He's an artist, also a chef. So he's a very creative human being. And I just have a lot of respect for artists because it takes a lot of time and, you know, and creativity. And it was really fun. And every single minute that was put into it, I enjoyed it. And, you know, my heart goes out to all the artists right now. You know, your work is so valuable. It's so important. It's so, I feel like artists are so underappreciated. It does take so much hours and dedication and heart and soul into this artwork. And like, man, like, I do think that, you know, if you know of any artist, you know, just share some love and support to them. If you are in a place in your life where you can support right now your local artist, definitely just take a look at their paintings and see what you can do to help. And not even just help, it's a love exchange, dude. Like, you will receive such a wave of energy from this painting. It's a blessing to have, you know. Of course, it depends on the artist. I'm thinking about my dad as I say this, but it's a blessing to have, you know, this very, you know, high vibe energy art piece in your home. So yeah, I just feel like also saying to, you know, send some love to your artists. So yeah, back to the painting I'm talking about. I did a manifestation painting. Holy cow. This literally just was, I'm like, I look at this and I'm like, yo, I feel like I was receiving downloads from, you know, something greater than me, because it was like, it literally just flowed. I didn't think any more than 30 seconds about what I'm gonna do for the painting. It just kind of flowed. Like, it was just a flow. It was a flow. I didn't have an exact idea. I just was flowing with it. And so let me just describe it real quick. So the painting consists of a woman in meditation mode, aka me, in meditation mode on top of the ocean water. The ocean water is so beautiful and clear and bright and just a happy ocean water color, mixture of different colors. And also this woman is in a meditation sitting position, and all her chakras are aligned. So like, her chakras are fully activated and aligned and connected. And so yeah, keep in mind, this is a manifestation painting of what I want to create into my reality. So everything was super symbolic. Like, okay, so then surrounding her aura on the ocean water, it is like rainbow colors representing the chakras as well. So it also represents so much. Okay, so around her aura, around my aura, there was different things that I want to manifest into my life. So you see a airplane, because I want to travel more and I want to see the world. So after the airplane, you see Earth, And that represents the fact that, you know, kind of tying into the airplane, I want to see the world, but I also want to help and contribute and step into my calling here on earth and shine some light to the earth, but also like raise the vibrations of the earth, and also just spread awareness to the world about the importance of the earth, the importance of taking care of our earth and our environment. So like I feel like that's what it represented. And then there was a two cherries, and you know, as you guys know, my nickname is Cherry. But it represented for me like fully embracing who I really am, just fully embracing myself and just not holding back, just being me, being authentically me and everything that comes with me. Also, I feel like cherries, I guess, can be known as quote unquote rebellious. It's like, oh, that's very sensual. Oh, that's like a sensual thing. But that's beautiful. And I feel like it also represents like embracing the divine feminine, embracing beautiful sensual energy, and just being my sensual, beautiful self, just fully being myself. And then, so right on top of the crown chakra, there is a four-leaf clover. And that, to me, is like, I feel this strong connection with four-leaf clovers these past months. And, you know, I feel like it's symbolic for what I'm looking to attract, which is blessings, which is good luck, which is random amazing adventures and experiences and abundance and all of these things, just pure luck, you know. So I want that in my life. Of course, who doesn't want that? So I definitely added that into my manifestation painting, a four-leaf clover. And then next to that, there was a heart, and to me that represents the, you know, the time in my life where I'm at. I'm looking to love and to be loved. Like I feel like I'm opening my heart up to be in a, you know, a connection with someone where I feel like I can really like give them this beautiful gift that I have, which is the ability to love. Like I want to share that with someone. I want to give that to someone, like this, you know, this love that I have so strongly inside me, like, I want to share that with someone. And so I feel like that's what it represents, to love and to be loved. Like, I also want to be loved in the way that I deserve to be loved. And I feel like I'm ready to open my heart up to that. And so I feel like that's what it represents. It represents romance. It represents passion. It represents true love. Just true love, like, you know, that partner that you just feel like, this is my partner, like, this is my person, this is my love, like, this is the one. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm a very loving and nurturing and all of these things. And you know, of course, I want to be a mother one day, I want to be a wife, and I want to be, you know, that person for someone. And I want to have that person for me, you know. And I keep on going deep into that, but I just, it's exciting. It's really exciting to look at this painting and to like feel, and oh my gosh, there's so much more to it. There's also, besides me, there's two beautiful dolphins, and it's so perfect because it's like, these dolphins are like, I literally just knew that I like wanted two dolphins, but I look at the end result of it and I'm like, oh my gosh, how cute. It looks like a beautiful mommy dolphin and a daughter dolphin. Like it looks like, you know, like a beautiful nurturing motherly dolphin with her beautiful, adorable little baby dolphin, and they're like, and then they're like beside me looking at me and smiling. And to me, I feel like that was, it just literally flowed as I was painting, and it hyped me up, because to me, dolphins represent like fun energy, happy energy, just embracing life, enjoying life, not taking life so serious, laughing, playing, playful energy, goofy energy. Like, that's definitely one of the things that I'm also looking to attract. I'm looking to laugh. I want to laugh more. I want to smile more. I want to play more. I want to dance more. I want to not take life so serious, because I feel like I take life too serious sometimes. I just want to laugh, and I want to experience life, and I want to jump around and be goofy, be who I am. So I feel like that was symbolic. I feel like that was one of the highlights for me in the painting that I did, because it's like the dolphins really stood out to me so much, and it was such a pleasure doing it. So just a little bit more. So on the right side of the painting, there's a sun, and then on the left side of the painting, there's the moon. So to me, that represents the duality that lives within me, that lives within all of us, the duality, the light and the dark. And it's still all so beautiful, the beautiful light and the beautiful dark. And then as I'm sitting in meditation mode, coming from beneath me, there's these roots that are deep roots that are flowing out from beneath me and merging to the earth, to the core of the earth. So that represents like grounding, feeling grounded, deep connection to the earth, deep connection to, you know, to myself and to just Gaia, you know. And then also from my crown, there's like a shining huge ray of light from the top of, how do you say, from the cosmos coming to the crown chakra. So for me, it's like deep connection from below and above, deep connection from my earth, and also deep connection to the cosmos, to the stars, to the galaxies, to the different planets. To, I literally feel like this painting represents me so much in so many ways. It's so important to me. I look at this painting and I'm like, wow. And just gotta be honest with you. I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is my very first painting as an adult that I have done by myself ever. Like, I've done paintings as an adult, but like not by myself. This is the first painting that I have done alone. And it's crazy because like my dad is like I said, he is an incredible, insanely talented painter and artist, just such a creative human being. My little sisters, insanely gifted. Like, they are both really truly talented in what they do. They enter into art contests and they win, and they're just really, they know what they're doing with art. And yet here I am, never even did a painting by myself as an adult. And so I feel like I'm really excited, and I'm happy to have this time to really tap into my creative energy and make things happen through art, make art and have fun doing it. And so, yeah, I really had fun, so much fun doing it, and I'm so happy to share this with you. So yeah, like I said, I'm gonna wake up in a few hours and my family's gonna come visit me. I live with my older sister. She's my roommate. And, you know, I'm going to be waking up to my sister, and my family's going to come over. And my family's just so sweet. Like, my parents are so kind, and they have asked me for a while now what I would like for them to cook for me for my birthday. And I told them my favorite dish that I love, and they were like, is that it? Could we make anything else for you? Like, let us know what else you like. What more can we do? And it's like, oh my gosh, I just feel so smothered with love. Like, I feel so overwhelmed with so much love from my family, from my friends, from all of you. I truly just feel so blessed. Like, I can't believe the times of me feeling so alone, like how I was talking about earlier, because how can I feel like this? Like, I have so much love all around me. So yeah, I'm just grateful. Just thank you all for listening and tuning in once again to this episode. And you know, I would love to know your thoughts. You can send me a message through Instagram DM. My Instagram name is Jerith Cherry. So it's J-E-R-I-T-H-E, Cherry. You can send me a message. Let me know how you're doing. Send me some love. Send me a happy birthday message. It would make my heart smile, especially in these times. So yeah, just once again, thank you for all your love. Thank you for being you. Keep choosing love. Keep making wise decisions. And just keep on connecting with your ancestors. Keep on calling out and having that beautiful connection and communication. So I'm gonna get ready for bed, count my blessings. And I will talk to you guys soon. You're probably going to hear this during the day. So I hope you have a beautiful day. And I hope you feel like a bag of cherries and more. And just keep being a rock star. Keep shining. Keep thriving. Keep pushing. Keep going. You got this. Once again, I want to remind you that you're so not alone. I promise you, you're not alone. We're in this together. Much love and gratitude to you.